Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about some things that are going on within the NFL. Of course, on the last episode, I gave my thoughts on the four divisional round games in the playoffs, and then I gave my predictions for the championship games coming up this Sunday. If you guys haven't listened to that episode, make sure to go check it out. In this episode, like I said, I'm going to be talking about the NFL once again. But I'm going to be focusing more on like all the coaching vacancies, all the news going around in the NFL. Like I said, in terms of like the coaching vacancies, and even like I'm going to talk a little bit about like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Davante Adams, you know, like some free agents or some guys that we don't know what their future holds right now. But I want to start off with, I would say, the biggest news of the day today for the NFL. And the fact that Sean Payton announced that he will no longer be coaching the New Orleans Saints. After 16 years with the Saints and so much success, making him one of the best coaches of all time, he announces he will not be returning to New Orleans. And after hearing his press conference today, it sounds like he's going to take the year off, probably go into broadcasting. The company I heard most that's been offering him like jobs, like stuff, you know what I mean, to be a broadcaster is Fox. And the rumor I heard, I wish I could give credit. I can't remember exactly. Oh, no, I do remember. It was Benjamin Albright from who covers the Denver Broncos. He said that Amazon is looking to get Troy Aikman away from Fox, and that the rumor right now is that Fox is trying to get Sean Payton to fill in the slot of Troy Aikman. And then we would be seeing Sean Payton and Joe Buck calling the primetime games on Fox. That'd be pretty cool to see. But yeah, I mean, this is huge. Of course, for the NFL in general, but mostly for the New Orleans Saints. Like I said, Sean Payton is arguably one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen in this league. And what he's done for that organization is incredible. Where he's taken them is incredible. Every year, they're a Super Bowl contender, no matter who's on the field for them, because of Sean Payton. I know they had Drew Brees, obviously, but when you think about it, Drew Brees wasn't Drew Brees until he got to New Orleans, until he was coached by Sean Payton. Sean Payton, yeah, one of the all-time greats. It's going to be crazy to see what happens. Like I said, it's looking like he's going to take the year off, but at the same time, I don't think in a press conference like he did in New Orleans, like a farewell press conference, that he would be saying like, no, I know I'm already going to be coaching this season. I you know what I mean? Because I'm saying that, like, in terms of, like, respect, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it would be cool if it would be like, no, yeah, I'm going to continue coaching. I'm just leaving New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we got to wait and see what happens. I do got to give credit to Michael Lombardi, a former front office member of multiple organizations, Browns, Patriots, Jets. A couple weeks ago on his podcast, the GM Shuffle, he did mention that he had been hearing that Sean Payton was thinking of stepping down from New Orleans and potentially going to Dallas because of a good relationship he has with Jerry Jones. And at the time, I got to admit, I didn't believe it at all. I thought someone was telling Michael that, and that it was like kind of fake, or, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think it was real at all. But look, it came true. The first part, obviously, we have to wait and see if he ends up in Dallas, of course, but I wanted to make sure to give Michael Lombardi credit for that, because that's the first person I heard this from, you know what I mean? The possibility of Sean Payton leaving New Orleans. I am shocked by it, although, like I said, I heard it from Lombardi, and there have been some, you know what I mean, speculation around the league and stuff, but I mean, I'm still shocked, because like I said, after 16 years, you just expect a guy like that to keep coaching there till he retires, you know what I'm saying? And now New Orleans, obviously, they lose one of the best coaches of all time. They're $75 million over the cap. Armstead, their left tackle, he's going to be a free agent. A couple high-priced offensive linemen they have, too, they're probably going to have to move on from. Obviously, Alvin Kamara's there. Michael Thomas, he hasn't played in a really long time. He's still getting paid. So it's going to be interesting to see what New Orleans ends up doing. And I wish them and their fan base nothing but the best. To talk about some other coaching news, coaching situations around the league. So I want to give credit to theathletic.com. They have a great It's kind of, I would say, an article, but it's a live article on their website, The Athletic. And it says NFL coaching firings, reactions, hiring updates. Saints coach Sean Payton stepping down. Bears tab Ryan Poles as GM. Okay. So, yeah, if you guys want to have an up-to-date kind of up-to-date notifications on this whole coaching carousel, I guess, coaching situation, coaching frenzy, let's say, coaching frenzy within the NFL, make sure to head to theathletic.com and have a great, great live blog going on right now where they're updating as soon as they hear news and news comes out. So, yeah, the Bears, okay, they hired a GM today, Ryan Poles. So, Poles, he's been with the Kansas City Chiefs for the last 13 seasons as a player personnel assistant, college scouting administrator, college scouting coordinator, director of college scouting, assistant director of player personnel, and executive director of player personnel. This is a message from the Bears chairman. He says, "We are thrilled to be able to add someone of Ryan's background and football expertise to our organization. His accomplishments with the Chiefs speak for themselves and amplified the team's standing as one of the premier franchises in professional sports. We are confident that under his leadership, we will reach our goal of bringing a Super Bowl championship to Chicago." Okay, so that's Ryan Poles, like I said, new GM of the Chicago Bears. Now to talk more about the Bears. So it turns out that Jim Caldwell met today with Ryan Poles, and that was Caldwell's second interview with the Bears. And then pretty sure who was the other guy. Oh yeah, and then tomorrow Dan Quinn is going to receive his second interview with the Bears and his first one with the new GM Ryan Poles. So it's going to be interesting to see there, looking like Caldwell and Quinn are the finalists for that job in Chicago. Then another update here on this The Athletic article. It says Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier getting second interview with the Giants on Friday. That's very interesting because the Giants are another team that have hired a GM. They hired Joe Shoen, the assistant GM of the Buffalo Bills and former front office member of the Dolphins for 8 years. So the fact that the Giants hired Joe Shoen, many people assume that Brian Daboll will get that job because Shoen will probably want to take him. But now look, Leslie Frazier is getting a second interview. So that's interesting as well. I know Daboll also got a second interview with the Giants. A couple other guys, I know Brian Flores got an interview with the Giants and a couple other another a couple other guys too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with New York. This is pretty cool. I hadn't seen this. It says Sean Payton supports Dennis Allen, who's the defensive coordinator of New Orleans, as possible replacement. It says Payton points to Dennis Allen as a great candidate. Gail Benson chuckled. Dennis Allen sunk a bit in his chair and smiled. And I do know that Dennis Allen, I'm sorry, he was supposed to have an interview today with the Bears. But he was at the press conference for Sean Payton, so I'm not sure if he ended up interviewing with the Bears or not. And if I would have to predict right now, I would probably say Dennis Allen would be the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Obviously, that's not confirmed. That's just a prediction, like I said. Some other interesting news around the league. I know the Bears fired their defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, after, I believe, around 10 years. Pittsburgh's defensive coordinator retired. So now the Ravens are interviewing candidates and the Steelers. So the Ravens interviewed Saints defensive backs coach Chris Richard. The Ravens interviewed him. The Steelers interviewed him as well. I know Chris Richard, he was a former member of the Dolphins defensive staff, I believe with Vance Joseph. Now that it's looking like Dennis Allen may potentially be the new head coach of the Saints, it's looking like the rumor is that he would want to keep Chris Richard around and likely promote him to defensive coordinator. Let's see what else is going on in here. It says, okay, the Raiders, they requested to interview Bucks defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, of course, a former Jets head coach, formerly of the Dolphins as well. There's just a lot of news going on. I know Mike McDaniel, supposedly the only team he's interviewed, that's the office coordinator of the 49ers, is with the Dolphins, but it was on Zoom, so I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not saying it can't work, but at the same time, it doesn't sound ideal. And oh yeah, I forgot to say that for Jacksonville, Byron Leftwich, the OC of Tampa, and Matt Eberflus, the DC of Indianapolis, are the finalists for the Jacksonville job. If I had to bet, I would say Byron Leftwich, who played quarterback from Jacksonville, will be the next head coach of Jacksonville. Hopefully, be the guy that helped Trevor Lawrence and that Jacksonville team build something special there. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, in terms of the Dolphins, unfortunately, I haven't heard the candidate I preferred throughout this whole thing. I did an episode on Doug Peterson. I haven't heard any team actually interview him. But like I tell people, these NFL teams only have to make public the guys they interview who are part of other teams right now. And like guys like Peterson, guys like Caldwell, Jack Del Rio, guys like that. They don't have to say it publicly, but the Bears did interview Caldwell, and they announced it publicly, and another team. I can't remember the other team that interviewed Caldwell, but they also announced it publicly. So it's just like an interesting situation. Another thing to know about this whole coaching search is that Dan Quinn is supposedly he's the favorite to land the Broncos job. But the fact that he's taking a second interview with the Bears is interesting. So maybe he prefers the Bears over the Broncos. We're going to have to wait and see on that. But, yeah, and in terms of the Dolphins as well, there's conflicting reports out there, specifically four conflicting reports today by Dolphin media members. But the guy I trust the most is the big O, Orlando Alzugari. He's the guy I trust the most and in the country in terms of Dolphins insight. You know what I'm saying? And what he's been saying, what he's heard is that Brian Daboll is the guy they want. And my opinion here, so obviously I did the episode where I said I wanted Doug Peterson as the next coach of the Dolphins. But I do have to admit, Brian Daboll is probably, like, in terms of all the assistant coaches and the coaches without previous head coaching experience, he would be the one that I would be, like, very happy to have. Because I got to give the credit to Big O, because I after hearing him talk about Daboll, then I got even more intrigued by Daboll. And like Big O says, one of the most important things when you hire a coach is making sure that he can build a staff. And it's completely true, because you look at all the great coaches in the history of the game, at the pro level or at the college level, high school level, whatever level it may be, they all have great coaches around them. You know what I'm saying? They can't do it all by themselves. And Daboll's been in the league since I believe 1997 or 1998. He's been with Cleveland, Miami, New England, the Jets, Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of teams. I might be wrong about Buffalo. I know for sure Cleveland, New England, Buffalo, Miami. I'm not sure about the Jets. But, and Alabama, of course, with Tua. He was the offensive coordinator there. So, yeah, from other guys with no head coaching experience, I would love Daboll. Because how long he's been in the league, I know he has the connections, and I know he understands what it takes to be a great coach. He understands that you need a great staff in order to fully succeed, you know what I'm saying, and in order to build a winning team. So I just wanted to make sure to get that out there. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I think I gave enough, you know what I'm saying, coaching updates and stuff like that. I'll be sure to do more NFL episodes throughout the next couple of weeks. I know I said I was going to cover Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and players, but I think I'm just going to leave it like this, just with like some coaching news. And then I'll do separate episodes on Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, another one on Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? So I think this is going to be it for this episode. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until next time, everyone, take care.